Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Shimai, Lila Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Lila Nishmas Gitl Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. We always look for additional means, sources of inspiration, even tricks, to strategies and tricks to be able to strengthen our bitochon in Hashem, which of course is the most coveted of achievements in terms of the results that it brings in the fulfillment of our heart's desires, and the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind that it gives us as we go through the processes to get where we have to go. There's an interesting language in the Chumash HaLevavos when he refers to one of the qualities that one in whom we're going to have bitochon has to have in order for us to place our bitochon in that individual. The person, Sheyeh mi shebotach olav betachlis hanedivus. The person that we're trusting has to be the ultimate in terms of his generosity, of his givingness. He's always his essence is just the divus, is giving and benefiting others and doing for others and giving and giving and giving hatova and chesed to others. And the divus are chesed. Whether we're worthy or not. And then he adds a line which is very powerful. His generousness, his givingness, his nedivus, it should be masmedes from the lotion of masmed, tomid. It's endless, it's ongoing, it's ceaseless, it never stops. It's an ongoing midah of nedivus and the chastoi and his kindness, the acts of kindness, are nimshach, are drawn from that ongoing midah of giving. And I think there's a very significant distinction here between the midah of nedivus and the acts of chesed. As the pasuk says, "Until Am Olam Chesed Yibone," Shem built the world only for the purpose of chesed. That was all. Shem to do chesed. But chesed is an act. There has to be a need, and the chesed fulfills that need, fills that need, provides that need, addresses that need. But nedivus is an ongoing. Nedivus masmedes is an endless, a ceaseless, hard to use any word when we speak about Hashem, passionate nedivus, giving is my essence. That's the nedivus, is nedivus halev, that's the way I feel, that's who I am, that's my midah, that's what measures and describes who I am. The chesed is what I do. And the divus is who I am. And when we think about Hashem's chesed, that it's the nimshach, it's drawn from, it's the product of this nedivus masmedes, this ceaseless, this seamless, this endless midah flow of kindness, of nedivus, of giving, just wanting, just desiring, just That's who I am, that's what I am, that's why I do the chesed, because of my nedivus. It gives us a much greater sense of confidence in the chesed Hashem, because the acts of chesed are not isolated acts. The acts of chesed are not just an individual response to a need of the moment. They are products, they are nimshach from this Mekor HaChesed, from this Mekor HaNedivus, from this Nedivus Masmedes, from this endless just giving and giving and giving and giving. And that's really what the essence of Hashem is, and that's really what it's all about. So thinking about Hashem's midah of nedivus masmedes can certainly make the vani b'chastecho botachti, the trusting his chesed, the trusting that he will do chesed, the trusting that he does chesed, makes a lot easier when I know that it's nimshach, that it's generated by and emanates from this endless midah of nedivus, this kindness, this loving kindness, this willingness, this passion, this desire to give, and that being an ongoing midah and an essence of Hashem, the chasodim that he does being actions that emanate from that nedivus. That's one thought which I think can be very helpful in terms of giving the Chesed Hashem a background, the place where it comes from, and focusing on the source of it can help us to be much more aware, alert, and confident that the Chesed Hashem is forthcoming because it's an ongoing product of this Nedivus Hashemetz. There's an interesting Rabbi Noyona, unrelated to this, on the Pasuk in Mishle, B'chol drochecho do'ehu, B'hu yeyashe or chesecho. In all of your ways, know him. He will straighten out. He will cause to go straight all of your ways. All of your ways will be straight. And Rabbi Yehuda lists very interestingly there four steps that a person should take to lead himself to ever higher levels of bitochon. And the first thing he says is, b'chol pe'ula, in any undertaking, in any effort, anything you're doing, remember Hashem. Think about Hashem. So simple, but yet so profound. Because we do so many things in life, we were not thinking about Hashem. So the first thing is, you're setting out to do things. You're setting out on a mission. You're setting out on a project. You're setting out on a job. You have something to do, to be accomplished. First, think about Hashem. Then he says, hope to him. Hope to him, as we've discussed many times, does not mean that I'm sure that he will deliver, but I'm sure not giving up hope. I'm hoping to Hashem. Yush is not a word that we deal with. I'm not going to give up hope. Constantly hoping, kave elof, hoping and hoping and hoping, kave el Hashem, and I refuse to give up hope. The third thing he says is, betach Hashem, trust him. Elevate yourself from the remembering of Hashem to the hoping that he will help me, not giving up hope at all, ever, and then to the level of confidence. Confidence that I trust Hashem. I trust him that he will deliver for me. The fourth level, he says, is the fourth step is, the whole point of anything you undertake, recognize that you can't really do anything. It's all up to Hashem. You don't have the ability to do anything yourself. That seems a bit out of order. I would say that remembering Hashem and recognizing that I can't do anything without him should be prerequisites to hoping and trusting Hashem. But to say that that comes after I've remembered Hashem, achieved a certain modicum of refusing to give up, and an even a further level of trusting Hashem, it would seem to me that, like, that's out of order. And yet, it's not out of order. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't speak out of order. I believe the Pshat is like this. These are steps to get eventually to the highest level of Bitochon, which he continues at the end of that particular paragraph. But we can't start with, I don't have the ability to do. Man, a human being, has difficulty accepting the fact that he can't do anything. I'm helpless. I don't want to be helpless. I don't want to think I'm helpless. I don't want to believe I'm helpless. I can't deal with that. How can I be helpless? I can't get anything done. If I'm helpless, I'm hopeless. There's nothing. And yet, that is a critical prerequisite to having true bitachon in Hashem. Because if I feel I could do it myself, if I feel I have koiches, it's very hard for me to rely on him because I have someone else to rely on. C'est moi, myself. So a person has to get there, but he can't get there. The Beginner tells us how to get there. First, think about Hashem. Then, refuse to give up hope. Then, develop as much as possible, not the highest level, but a certain level of trust in Hashem that he will deliver. At that point, when I feel that trust in Hashem that he will deliver, that's the point that I'm ready to surrender and recognize that I really can't do anything without him. I don't have any power. When I feel confident that I can be helped, then I can, in my own mind, bring myself to surrendering my power and saying, I'm helpless. But otherwise, my ego doesn't let me. It's too precarious, it's too dangerous, it's too worrisome, it's too scary. I have no power, I can't do anything. No. So, first the person has to get there. And the way for a person to recognize that he's powerless is by developing a certain level of bitachon Hashem. Remember Hashem. Don't give up hope. Hope to him. And then eventually get to some level of trust that he will help you. Once I feel that the help is imminent, that the help is there, that I can count on him to help me, then and only then am I ready to begin to realize that I really can't do anything. And then, when I've achieved this level of remembering Hashem and refusing to give up hope and trusting Hashem and coming to the realization that I myself can't do anything, then I'm ready to enter the realm of true and deep-rooted and complete trust in Hashem to the extent that I can feel that I can feel confident that for sure he will, in fact, take care of me. And it seems that this process is necessary in order to achieve that goal. So these are some of the things that can help us achieve the goals of being able to develop a real sense of bitachon in Hashem. One of the other things that helps us to develop bitachon is the sense of trusting Hashem, the acts of trusting Hashem in terms of doing his mitzvahs. I know what a privilege it is. I feel so confident in the importance and in the imperative that I must observe the mitzvahs. And one thing that may be more powerful in that than many other things may be very extremely powerful is the Hanukkah miracle. The fact that 2,500 years later, we still celebrate a kiyum in the lechatchila, in the most preferable sense, because they could have done it with their impurities as well, but in the most preferable sense, that the mitzvah was fulfilled, we still celebrate that. We didn't fulfill the mitzvah. That was 2,500 years ago in the Beis HaMikdash. We still celebrate that today because the fulfillment of a mitzvah is such an important privilege. And that act, and the act of lighting the menorah, is in truth an act of developing greater bitachon Hashem. Because I trust him that his mitzvahs are so, so important, so critical in my life, that I must do it. They did it. It happened with a miracle. And we will commemorate that forevermore. 2,500 years later, why? One mitzvah is so precious. I'd like to just conclude with a famous story. The story, the way I saw it, was that the Blujiver Rebbe was interred in Bergen-Belsen, I believe it was, and it was Erev Hanukkah, and they made a terrible, terrible, tragic episode which used to happen in those camps, and 800 Jews were killed. The bodies piled up at the outskirts of the camp. It was the first night of Hanukkah. The word went around the camp that the Rebbe, the Blue Shiva Rebbe, is going to bench Hanukkah. All the way to the back of the camp, by the outskirts, gathered there maybe hundreds of people. At the threat of their lives, they could have been killed, they could have been tortured for doing such a thing. And the Rebbe, and the corpses were right near there, right opposite them. And the Rebbe makes the first bracha, and the second bracha, turns around, looks at those 800 corpses piled by, and then turns it around and sees the people standing and looks at their faces, and then makes the bracha, Shechionu v'kiyamonu v'kiyonu l'asmanazeh. Elie Wiesel, it seems, was a young teenager, I guess, at the time. And he asked the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. You want to do the mitzvah, you make the bracha, Asher Kinshonu, Shosadisim. How can you make a Shechionu at such a time, with such a tragedy right in front of our faces? The Rebbe says, I had the same thought. I looked at that tragic pile of bodies, but then I looked at the people who have such a confidence in Hashem, in the importance of performing, of participating in the performing of one mitzvah. And I said, for that, we make the Shechion. That the Jew is so committed to his mitzvahs that he'll sacrifice and put his life on the line. Because one mitzvah is so choshev, because he so trusts Hashem about the importance of the mitzvahs. He says, for that, that's what I make a Shechion. And the truth of the matter is, when we light the Hanukkah list and think about what we're doing, commemorating a miracle of Kiyum HaMitzvah that happened so many years ago, it can truly be an inspiration to be Tochen in Hashem, because we have such great trust in Him that when He tells us to do a mitzvah, it's such a privilege. We feel so confident that that's what should be done. And He's even had Tkufas, where in the time of Hanukkah and at later times as well, where our people have been willing and ready to sacrifice their lives in order to fulfill such a mitzvah, which really shows